A new UN report says soaring carbon emissions will intensify the risk of global conflicts, hunger, floods, and migration this century. The report says climate change impacts are already taking place on all continents and across the oceans. However, the world is unprepared for risks from a changing climate. Malaysian authorities say secret services from the U.S., Britain, and China have been involved in the search for the mystery flight 370. Malaysia's transport minister, Hishamuddin Hussein, says the inspector general of police has highlighted four possible scenarios. They include terrorism, hijacking, personal and psychological problems, or technical failure. The ruling party of Turkey's Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan has claimed victory in local polls, which he has described as a referendum on his rule. Erdogan has also warned that rivals will pay a price. With about half of the votes counted, the AK party is ahead with 48%. In France, exit polls show the ruling Socialist Party has suffered further losses in the second round of municipal elections. President François Hollande's party and its allies gained 42% of the votes, while the opposition Conservatives came out on top in several cities with 49%. Russia's foreign minister says federalism in Ukraine is key in resolving the crisis there and that the country cannot function as a unified state. He made the comments following talks with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. The top U.S. diplomat said Washington supports a diplomatic solution and still considers Crimea's integration illegal. Fierce fighting reportedly breaks out between major rival insurgent groups in Syria. Opposition activists say militants from the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant overran a town held by the al-Nusra Front. The militant infighting in Markada, south of the Hasaka province, has left over 50 of them dead. A fierce shootout at Nigeria's State Security Services headquarters in Abuja has left at least 21 people dead. Government officials have described the incident as an attempted jailbreak. While jailbreaks are common in Nigeria, this facility has so far remained an exception. The Greek parliament has adopted a controversial bill for further international bailout loans. A majority of lawmakers voted in favor of the legislation agreed earlier this month with the European Union and the International Monetary Fund. Meanwhile, over 12,000 protesters held a demonstration outside the parliament against the measure.